In Unity, we have a wonderful publication called The Daily Word, and it gives us an inspirational message for each day of the year. And so I will have Sue DeRoos come forward to speak or to say our daily word.
I view my life through eyes of wonder. I feel inspired watching as a young child discovers new things, eyes wide with awe and wonder. Even the smallest experiences, feeling the trickle of a butterfly on the skin or the blowing of seeds of a dandelion, are a marvel and a joy. I think of this when disappointing life experiences chip away at my sense of awe and appreciation. Today, I let go of my disillusionment and open my heart and my eyes to once again live in wonder. As I view life anew, I renew my belief in the goodness of life and of all people. I open myself to the unexpected treasures happening all around me each day. Wonder is a precious gift, one that I use to appreciate the marvels unfolding before me. And the scripture is from Acts 3:10. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to them. And today's word again is wonder. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue. And so as we just let this reading move in our soul and our hearts, I invite you to join with me now as we move into a time of mindfulness, a time of prayer, of meditation. This is a time that we give to ourselves. It is our own time to communicate, to connect with, and to that presence within us and all around us. So I invite you to just relax wherever you are. To breathe deeply, to roll your shoulders maybe a little and let a sense of light move through your entire being, starting from the top of your head, going down through the crown chakra, the heart chakra, down through your arms, the trunk of your body, down through your legs, and you just shake off some of the energy of the past week to be fully present right here and right now. So I invite you to continue breathing and noticing the breath that moves in and then is released out and then moves in and through again. To relax and to center and to recognize that this is the breath of life, of allness, of source, that which we call God. And as you do so, I will be toning our singing bowl. To allow its resonance, which is of the heart chakra, the chakra of love, to embrace, to move over and through, to uplift, to support us in moving into an even deeper connection with infinite spirit. And we just let a sigh come forth and recognize how dearly blessed we are in taking this time apart to connect to our hearts filled with love, to allow that love to illuminate our minds, and to feel the flow of spirit that touches every part of our being. Healing away doubt and discord, fears, concerns. Healing our physical body. Healing the aura around us. And so we bask for a moment. And float gently in this breath, as we know that it renews us. We are aware of a still small voice within us that transcends our outer human thinking mind. It is the voice of source of allness, the voice of light, of love, of wisdom. And it speaks to us in words or in images or in feeling experiences, in a sense of knowingness. And it draws us into that remembered place of connection with spirit that takes us so far beyond just our physical body. That connects us to the flow of the universe, to every resource, to inspiration, to guidance, to comfort, to upliftment. And we recognize the allness, the source, the goodness inherent in that which is creation and beingness. And so we allow ourselves to simply be immersed in light and love as we take a moment in stillness and in silence to fully receive this inpouring and outpouring of infinite spirit of goodness. And so as we feel that infilling, that renewing, the activity of spirit within, we recognize how joyous it is to share forth also And so we surround our prayer box in that light of highest guidance and goodness. And we take this moment to speak aloud the names of those we would especially bless at this time. Mary and Ron, Denny and Donalyn, Linda and John, Karen and Bob, Vicki and Evan, Bill, Jolene and Richard, Sue Ann, Teresa, Jenny, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our world leaders, Mary and Dale. And so through the authority and the power of the spoken word of Creator creating in and through and as us, we pray these intentions for highest good forward, surrounding all in light. And for that we are grateful. We say thank you, God. And so it is.
A blessing.